Down to business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas. Wherever you are.
Now, loads and loads of texts coming in. I'm afraid not all of them complimentary about my singing. Text says, like me, Bobby, I assume your teacher told you to mime the song in the school choir when you were 11. That's from Daniel. I think you're probably right there. Oh my goodness, Bobby, my poor cats. That's from Marie and Clonsilla, but it did bring a smile to her face. Okay, we'll park that incident now and move on to more matters of a pressing nature. Philip Adcock is an author and psychologist who specialises in helping brands and retailers get their packaging, store layout, etc. right to connect with customers, with clients and including Asda, Coca-Cola and Disney. He also appears regularly as an expert on the BBC TV show Rip Off Britain. He also recently published a more consumer-focused book, Master Your Brain, which helps people get their minds right for success with advice on setting goals, communication, breaking habits. And he joins me now from the UK. Good morning to you, Philip. How are you?
Morning, Bobby. I'm good, thank you.
Good man. Now, can I ask what a smart guy like you, why would you write a book called Master Your Brain when it's kind of obvious that the brain is probably impossible to master?
The reason I wrote it is I've spent 20-odd years now studying people's brains for the benefit of the likes of Asda and Disney, as you just mentioned. And there's an awful lot of books out there that sort of just talk about doing things with your head, but not really understanding how your head works.
Right.
I take your point totally that nobody knows how the brain works entirely. But to be honest, there's an awful lot of misinformation about how it doesn't work. And so people are trying to make their lives better by doing the wrong things for their brain.
Okay. So tell me some of the things that we can actually do then to master our brain. What sort of practical things can we do?
Oh, let's take it back to base level then. Here we go. This is the facts of life as they are. Your brain is controlled by only three desires: fight, flight, and find a mate. Everything you do, you see, you buy, you want is goes right back to fight, flight, and find a mate from evolution.
Is that in reverse order? That find a mate comes first? No.
There is another F you can use as well. There. It's any. But what you've got three different circuits in your brain, and whatever you see, be it a designer belt in a shop or a sports car or a pint of beer, the first thing your brain do is work out what that might get you, which F, fight, flight, or find a mate.
Okay, so that's pretty, I suppose, basic in terms of it being an instinct more so than anything else, that we're all born with that.
So exactly.
So move that on then into a shopping scenario whereby I'm arriving at my local supermarket. Now, how do I need to master my brain so I'm not sort of tricked into buying stuff I don't want to buy?
That's a week-long conversation in itself. Most of the things that we talk about when it comes to tricking shoppers into buying things, unfortunately, the shoppers trick themselves.
Right.
So if I give you an example of special offer tickets, we've all seen them in the supermarkets, 3 for €4 or whatever. We all see these deals. Our brains don't actually read them. There's so many flaws in the way our brains work. For example, if your brain sees a big special offer ticket, it thinks the special offer is big,
right,
regardless of 35% off.
Yeah, that's amazing. And yeah, there are all sorts of, you know, and even if you talk about merchandising, you know, putting items close to other items, what category does a thing belong in? These are all things that are worked out in the absolute minutiae, but the consumer then can just sort of be led into a kind of a, in other words, they'll play tricks with the consumer's mind.
You'd love to think so. But, and I'm going to throw a couple of stones here that doesn't matter because I'm of the age where I can now. There isn't this great working out that there used to be in stores. They really now are nothing more than warehouses without forklift trucks, most of them. All the, dare I say, nasty, devious merchandising psychological tricks they used to play in the 1980s and 1990s have gone.
Do you think? Do you actually really think that?
Most of it's gone now because it's being run by accountants. I spend my life advising these companies on how to help shoppers part with more money, to be honest.
Yeah.
And now no retailer is interested in investing money in the store estate. they're only interested in saving money. And so it is retail, in my humble opinion, is as bad as it's been for 40 years at the moment.
And what do you think, Philip, then, if in that context, is the migration to online shopping, is that part of the quest to save money, even though it could ultimately destroy the business?
No, that, well, in part, Bobby. To be honest with you, the way the big retailers make their money is they make their money out of their suppliers.
Yeah.
So that's why you have these big supermarkets with 50,000 products. We as customers don't want 50,000 products, but they can sell what they call listing fees and shelf space to all 50,000 products. So that's how they make money. So the entire retail setup now is all about back margin, as they call it. So the stores have become not something that we want to shop in or can enjoy shopping in. It's just the way the retailers can make money out of their suppliers. And online is an extension of that. They've got banner advertising, they've got product pages, things they can sell to their suppliers again.
We are seeing, though, are we not, Philip, that some stores now are saying that they're actually too big and they're actually downsizing, you know, again, because they have a presence online and a presence in bricks and mortar, that the actual massive square footage is sometimes no longer required now.
Correct. I mean, if you look in the UK supermarkets, you've got the big ones now giving space to other retailers. They're panicking because of the Aldi and Lidl effect, if I can use those names. Who've got a much smaller range and different operating model, and they have now decided, rightly or wrongly, that they want a smaller range and the same model too. So yes, they're stripping out products left, right and centre. The downside of that is that they're not charging their customers, the trade customers, their suppliers, the same listing fees. So frankly, they're not making the money they used to. They're just running around like headless chickens at the moment,
right.
That's my opinion.
Right. Now, you regularly appear on Rip Off Britain. Here in Ireland, I know lots of us are angered by sort of shrinkflation. Is that also happening in the UK, shrinkflation?
Oh, yes. Yeah, and again, I'm going to be sound very cynical. The why it's happening is because the supermarkets are obsessed by matching each other's prices and all saying they're the cheapest, it's got to the stage now with the Brexit and the euro situation where the suppliers, quite frankly, can't make the products for the money the supermarkets will pay for them. So the only way they can give us the prices they think we really want is to make the pack smaller, shrinkflation. You know, a six-pack of malt loaves becomes a five-pack of malt loaves.
Amazing.
It's the only way they can do it because they are convinced that us shoppers only want cheap prices. They're not right, but that's what they think.
Now, just finally then, Philip, going back to the book Master Your Brain, tell me one thing that our listeners could do today to help master their brains.
Okay, this is really easy. This is the one thing you can do now is play the why game. There we go. I'll explain what that is if I've got time.
Yeah.
So if you are worried about something, if you want something, if you're angry about something, ask yourself why. And you say, well, because of this. So and then ask yourself why again and why again until you get to the root emotional cause of your emotional state. Then you'll find out 9 times out of 10 it's nowhere near as troubling or threatening as you thought it was.
Wow, that sounds really fascinating. Listen, it seems to be a great book. It is a great book. I've just read it just last week. It is called Master Your Brain. The author is Philip Adcock, and thanks very much, Philip. Great to chat to you.
Thanks.
Loads more to come. Stay tuned.
Down to business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas. Wherever you are.